You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pyne from Newstalk ZB.
Super Rugby Pacific Round 10 continues. They're underway in La Toka. The Drua have already scored a try inside the first 90 seconds. They're 5-0 ahead of Moana Pacifica with a kick to come. Later on this afternoon, game of the round, it feels like to me. The Hurricanes against the Brumbies. One plays four this afternoon. Or is it one plays five? It probably doesn't matter too much. The Brumbies are there or thereabouts. The Hurricanes, we know, are top. Let's bring in their first five, Brett Cameron. Brett, 8 wins from 8 games. It's going pretty well for the Hurricanes in 2024. How much are you enjoying being part of this side?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've been loving it so far. Obviously, winning helps a lot in terms of a happy camp. Really awesome connection we've got through the team and the coaching staff at the moment, and having a really good time.
As you drill down into what's going so well, is there anything in particular, one or two things you can put your finger on that have led to such consistent success this season?
I don't think you can really put it down to a couple of things. It's probably a lot of little things that have built up over time. I think like the bulk of the squad is guys that have been together for a few years now and maturing well, just enjoying each other's company, and just the sort of extra work that everyone's putting in our preparation is really paying off, and we're seeing that transfer to the field.
Did you see this coming pre-season, an 8-game unbeaten run to start the campaign?
I don't know about the 8-game run, but yeah, definitely a good feeling from the start, and we worked real hard throughout pre-season. And just sort of, yeah, changed the way we looked at preparing and challenging ourselves a bit more, problem solving. And so it's really pleasing that, yeah, that's paying off.
Let's talk about your game in the 10 jersey. What is your overall approach to playing first five, not just for the Hurricanes, but to playing first five in general? What's your general approach to it?
I think, like, first and foremost, obviously I've got to have a great understanding of our game plan, and so really nailing my week early so I can be confident come into the week and play freely. But being that calming and controlled voice for the team is what we need. So that's, yeah, my approach going into the game.
I'm looking at the stats here, and you pass a lot, you kick a lot. Don't run as much as maybe some other first fives. Is that something that you're looking to add to your game, or you're happy with the pass kick part, and, you know, for the most part?
Yeah, it's always something that I'm looking at sort of adding to my game. I guess I always want to be a threat on the ball as well, which will, you know, pay off for the other parts of my game. So yeah, being a threat and being able to flatten up and attack the line is definitely something that I can work on.
Is that something that you can work on outside of games? So I know you can have contested, you know, trainings and things like that, but is it something that you really just have to have a crack at during a game to develop in your own game?
You can have a little bit of a focus on it during the week and sort of put yourself in those positions at training, and hopefully that can transfer to the field. But I guess going in with that confidence and just knowing at what points or what time of the game that might look like for me, where I can flatten up and have a go.
I guess you've got some fairly good players outside you who can break the line, haven't you? With the likes of, you know, Geordie Barrett and Billy Proctor playing so well. Is it more part of the Hurricanes game plan that you know, when the opportunity presents itself, that you do shuffle it out one at least?
Yeah, I think, like, we just talk about creating and attacking space, and we've got so many athletes that we get them with time on the ball and one-on-ones that they can do special things.
The other stat that stood out for me was missed tackles. Just 2 missed tackles in 6 games. I know not everybody runs at the first five, but a lot of teams do. How much do you pride yourself on your defence?
Yeah, I probably haven't had too many tackles, which is probably credit to our defence just being in the backfield, which has been quite nice. But, just always want to, you know, nail my zone, whether that's set piece or, covering tackles. So, that's a focus as well.
And goal kicking, you're at about 75%. That okay? That sit okay with you?
I'd like to see that go up into the 80s would be nice. But feeling pretty good. Just hopefully I can keep nailing a few more.
How does the internal dynamic work with yourself and Aidan Morgan? Because he's had a couple of opportunities to wear the 10 jersey against the Rebels and then last weekend against the Drua as well. How does the week work with the two of you and any other players who have a first five responsibility?
I guess the same as what we've been doing, just preparing whoever's playing that week really well and just getting around each other. Still preparing like we're going to play whether we are or not, and we've got a good group of game drivers that really control that, but we can sort of compete with each other and help each other out during the week as well.
When was the decision made that you wouldn't go to Fiji?
Fairly early in the week when the coaches named the team, so just sort of was best for the team with a few big games coming up, so
And you're okay. I mean, obviously, you just do what you're told, I suppose, but I just have a look. You had the first four games, then a week off. You only had a couple of games before the Fiji game. Is it really just looking at the overall picture of the season and working out what's best in terms of how often you play?
Yeah, I think so. Just got to back the coach's planning there and, what's best for the team. So, happy to do that.
Can you just... talk to me about the 10-15 axis between yourself and Ruben Love. He's obviously having a terrific season himself. How does that best function, the relationship between 10 and 15?
Yeah, Rubes has been awesome. He's grown a lot in this game this year, and he's an awesome voice for me. So him being a 10 as well, he can sort of prepare and sort of get around that role at the same time, which gives him a great understanding of what I'm trying to achieve. And my role, so we can really work well together.
Is there internal talk about All Black selection? I mean, there's a lot of guys in this team who are putting their hand up nice and high for Scott Robertson to have a look at. Does that get talked about internally at all?
No, it doesn't. Not internally. Like, we're just really focused on our team at the moment and what we've got ahead of us. But, like you say, there's some guys really putting their hand up, which is awesome to see.
I was going to ask you about Billy Proctor. Clark Laidlaw even sort of singled him out during the media session during the week. Does he strike you as the kind of guy who could take the step up?
I think so, 100%. He's just been so consistent in his game for a number of years now, and the way he's playing this year, he's been an awesome leader for us around our defence as well this year, and he's world-class in that area.
And you've had the opportunity to wear that black jersey once in the past. Are your aspirations still strong in that area?
Yes, still have strong aspirations. Of course, you want to get to the pinnacle when you're playing in New Zealand. So, but just really focused on playing good footy for the Canes.
All right, Brumbies up next. They, by their own admission, were probably below par against the Blues at Eden Park last weekend. What are you expecting from them in terms of a bounce back?
Yeah, definitely expecting a big bounce back from them, and they're really tough at home. And you see in the record that we've had away there, they've come out on top a lot in those fixtures. So we're expecting a huge challenge this week, and you're prepared well for that.
Yeah, I think the last time you played them was that narrow loss in the quarterfinal last year, wasn't it? Good chance to put that right?
Yeah, it'd be nice to put that right. Obviously, a bit of hurt. From a few boys in this group that have lost a couple of quarterfinals over there now. So, we're looking to go over there and put a good performance in.
Good stuff. I was just going to ask you about Cam Roygaard as well. Obviously, the two of you combined, really, really well for three or four games at the start of the season. We all know what's happened with his injury, etc. Has he been around the team at all, Brett? Have you had much contact, if any, with Cam Roygaard since, his injury?
Yeah, he's been around. He's, the ultimate professional. He's straight into his rehab, so we see him in the gym, and, he's still sending me clips of opportunities for us during the week, so he's still really engaged with the team, which is awesome.
Terrific. Good stuff. Well, it's been pretty good to date. Can't do much better than a 100% record. Hope it continues against the Brumbies. Appreciate you taking the time for a chat.
No, thanks very much.
No, thank you, Brett. Brett Cameron there in the 10 jersey for the Hurricanes when they kick off against the Brumbies at 4:35 this afternoon.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.